Sunday at 4 p.m., the Kalamazoo Bach Festival presents the touring choir from Zimbabwe, Nobuntu. I spoke with one of the singers, Duduzile Sibanda, for a preview. I'm very honored to talk to you right now.
Hi, I'm honored to talk to you too.
Could we start with you yourself? How did you become a professional musician?
Well, I've always loved to sing since a very tender age. But I started really thinking about music when I was very bored at work. I was an accountant and I was not happy. And so I just decided to do it as an extra, like, hobby after work and stuff. And I ended up deciding to just leave work and start doing it professionally.
What resources did you have to teach yourself or learn from a master? How did you get that skill?
Well, I for starters, I didn't go to school for it. I've always known how to sing from home. Like, my family is a musical family. We love singing. We're singing all the time, singing at church, singing at family gatherings, weddings. So I've always known how to sing. It's a talent that I have. And so when I left work, a friend of mine advised me to go and to try doing theater, so that I'm able to perform live performances. He said, you know what, you need to go and work on your live performance, and the best way to do that is to go and join a theater group. So I went to join a theater group where they were having a lot of plays and stuff, and that's when I met a lot of people who introduced me into the avenues of joining Nobuntu.
Was Nobuntu a group that already existed before you joined it?
No. 7 years ago, a 10th District, a record label that we work with called 10th District, called for auditions. And I was already part of a theater play, and that's where I heard about the auditions, along with other girls. And we went with a whole lot of other girls in town for the auditions, and the five of us who are now the members of Nobuntu got the spots.
There are five members of Nobuntu, and I imagine you all play very distinct roles
yes,
on stage. What is your role?
Well, I'm half MC, and I lead songs and I dance. And it's just basically what I do on stage.
What do other singers do?
Heather Dube is a percussionist. She plays the djembe and she also dances. She also plays dambira, and she also interacts with the audience. Zanele Manenga also does the same as Heather. She's a percussionist, plays the mirror and dances. We all dance, yeah, at some point. And Tandega Moyo dances. Joylene Swanda is the main dancer. She dances as well. And she plays the sheka.
Your songs are divided into different harmonies. And I understand you sing one of the lower parts.
Yes, I do the bass.
You do the bass.
Yes.
Who makes the arrangements? And is my guess is this is a mixture of traditional music and new songs that I know you've written some. And
But mostly 90% of our music is original. We write it ourselves. It may be influenced by our traditional music, but most of it is our own. And maybe 5% are traditional music that has been re-renditioned or rearranged by us.
Does anyone kind of take the lead on creating new pieces or arranging pieces for you, or do you all have a hand in that?
Oh, we all have a hand. We're all songwriters. We write, all of us, the five of us. And we have a producer at the 10th District who sort of like helps us with the direction of a certain album. We always have a theme for an album, and that's where the producer comes in to select songs, because we always have a pool of songs. And so the producer kind of helps us on which direction to take as per our theme.
Are you happier now than you were as an accountant?
Yes. That's a no-brainer. Oh, my God, I left. I wasn't happy, and, you know, just being in the same place is not my kind of thing, like walking into an office and sitting and just doing the same thing. I'm not that person, but that's what I went to school for, you know, all those years going to school. And I wish Zimbabwe had more of musical institutes, because I understand that right now there's only two. And, you know, and so, and still parents and other people who are a support system in your life in Zimbabwe don't believe in music, that you can take up music or art as a career. It's still something that our youth is battling with. You know, you have to go to school and do something else, and then you can do art extra. You know, and so those are one of the things that I battled with too, and surely most of my colleagues as well. But at the end of the day, when you get older, you get to choose what you want to do in life, and we, this is what we chose, and we're doing very well.
Shaya ngamandla ngoba thina sikhululekile
ngoba nje
ngoba thina sikhululekile
o babes bembube
shaya.
3/4 of Africa is super talented. I mean, where I come from, we have like the whole family can dance, the whole family can sing. We're super talented. It's only a few people that you'll find that can't sing or dance, you know. And it's so funny how nobody believes that you can make a living out of it. And part of it, I think, is because of the colonization and how things were changed back then, you know. Nobody like really believes in our tradition and our culture, and that it's still undiscovered and it can still explore it out there. You know, we're now taken by the Western things that were introduced to us, and people really believe in them.
Do you think Nobuntu is doing some work toward changing that message and making a change in appreciation?
Oh yes, definitely. I mean, we're the genre that we do is called imbube, and imbube is a genre that has always been there. It's kind of a family setup kind of genre. It's an a cappella from the Nguni people, the Ndebele people, where we come from, and it was always done by men. The men are the ones who popularized it. But when you dig back deep, you will find out that it's not cast on stone that it was supposed to be done by men. Actually, it's for everyone. And so we are the first ever successful imbube female group. And so that on its own is us taking it to another level. We're saying, hey, come on, women can also do this. And it's our tradition. And we deliberately had to go and kind of go through a journey of discovering what our tradition is. Because, you know, in the days of now, it's no longer the same. Things have changed a lot. And so we took it upon ourselves to go back and really study, you know, find out how we used to live, our setup back then of our people, our tradition, our music, origins, and everything. And so now we're sharing it with the world. And that's a great step, and that's a great thing.
You're currently on tour in all of the United States and coming to Kalamazoo on Sunday, November 3rd, with a 4:00 concert at Chenery Auditorium. What is the theme of this concert?
I will not spoil it for everybody.
Oh.
I will not. People will have to come and see, but I promise you are going to enjoy every ounce of it.